Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wizard Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Welcome. It's the first day of February, and I usually do this show on a Thursday, but what was I doing yesterday? I was talking with clients, and I was relaxing. It was raining like a mofo in Los Angeles and in Malibu. So I was just doing other work. But I'm here now, and if you're listening in the archive, then it doesn't really matter. So we'll get to it. I was in Seattle. I was in Portland a couple of weeks ago now. It's like time. Whew, man, it flies by. But I did a workshop in January at East West Bookstore in Seattle, Washington, and then in Portland, Oregon, the next day. I did a the same workshop, or the same titled workshop, in at New Renaissance in Portland, Oregon. And the title of it, Cultivating the Unknown. That's just a title, right? It's like the experience that each workshop offered, that was provided there. They were completely different, and why is that? It's because part of that unknown quantity is the people that come to it. It's the group. It's the, some of it is informational type energy, or informational, like what I do. I'll talk about stuff, but the, how it comes up, it may not, be in the same format or the same framework. There's very little framework in that type of workshop. So I love it. I'm going to be doing them in other places upcoming. I'm going to be I read out of a store in North Hollywood called the Green Man, and in March I'm going to be doing workshops there. Things like Power of Transformation workshop, the Navigating the Dark Cards. And what I mean by the dark cards are those cards that when you're reading for yourself or others, and a card will come up, it'll be revealed, and then we'll have that oh crap kind of moment. It might be the Ten of Swords or the Devil or the Tower. And these cards, they are powerful cards, and sometimes we need to glean the message from that. We need to be with the energy of those cards so that we can move through something that can be very difficult for us. It's like if it was all rainbows and unicorns, it wouldn't be reflective of the situations that we often find ourselves in life. And when it's, I don't think that the tarot, it overdoes it, it underdoes it. I think that, we look to do something that's just kind of the right message at the right time, so it doesn't wipe us out, so it doesn't make us so fearful that we get into a state of paralysis, because that doesn't help, right? It's like we may be going through a difficult situation, but it's always about how we move through our fear. It's always about how we are empowered with a tool to face something and to not get overwhelmed by it. It's like if that happens, then I'm just feeling that it's the wrong can sometimes be the wrong messenger, the wrong reader. It can be someone who is a little heavy-handed. And again, it's about how we can use a tool to help us build towards something, and not just like make us want to curl up in a fetal ball and freak out, And that's, again, in all areas of life, it's like we have challenges. I have challenges, and I use the tarot to help, to empower, to give me some tools to work with, So workshops. Yeah, I was up in Seattle, Portland, and the energy was so different in both of these cities. And they were equally valid. It's like the people that were there in Seattle were incredibly supportive and of each other. And I love that. I love that when that happens in a group, when you have a bunch of people who are strangers. It's like, very, very few people, even if they are part of a community or part of a bookstore, on a mailing list, and they've, had the opportunity to go to other seminars, other workshops within that community. Sometimes they know of each other, but in a workshop where we're reading for each other, where we're looking at inspirational and aspirational aspects of where a person wants to be in their life, it's like, it can be, it can place someone in a state of vulnerability, where you're showing a side of yourself to your community that can be tricky, right? It's like everyone worries that their own sensitivity can be used against them, by strangers, or people who don't show a certain amount of respect for privacy, or just taking someone's true self there and diminishing it, right? Saying, oh, it's like, phew, that what you're going through there, I did that like, years ago. It's like you're like a baby at it, that hurts me when I see that. It's like, the old war, the old soldier, who has their war wounds just kind of on full display. It's like, yeah, oh yeah, I've gone through that, been there, done that, but for someone who is who hasn't done that, who hasn't been in that place of where they're calloused, where they have all these scars and all, where they're freshly in some form of pain, it's like, that's, I mean, good on them for wanting to work through that in the moment. And so workshops, they can be really interesting territory, and I think what I bring to them is a sense of safety, of non-judgment. It's like, it's not that I don't care what people go through, But you know, I don't hold on to everyone's journey and make it my own. You know, it's like I have a role in it, and is not to live your life for you. Having said that, I always do this. I just kind of just start talking, and but I like to allow for people to know where they can reach me at the beginning and the end of this program, and that's my website, Jason D, as in Dumbledore, McKean. Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. And it has my tarot reading schedule on one part of it, and then the other part is my Om chant CDs. And in one seminar, anyway, in Seattle, I played the Om in the background of it, and I had it all set up in Portland, and for some reason I did not turn it on. And that was weird. I've never done that before, and it was all programmed and ready to go, and I just had to like kind of click the on button, and I just got either sidetracked or whatnot, or you know, maybe we didn't need it, and you know, it's not like we totally need it. It's like I was able to do the workshop fine without it. And it's just the Om chant that's playing in the background, which opens up the space to a relaxed, calm space. Just part of it, you know. But it's not the obviously it's not necessary at all. But it is like really great music to put yourself into a meditative state. And so my Om chant CDs are there on my website, along with the tarot workshops, and one of the other workshops that I did, and certainly not to diminish it at all, is Bakersfield. I did that a week afterwards, and that was really amazing. And I just love. I've done the Bakersfield workshops more. I think that was like my fourth or fifth one in the last year. And the community there is incredible. It's loving. It's supportive. It's really special. And you know, it's like the people that were there. I think I there's about half maybe that were totally new, and just really wonderful and open. And you know, we had I felt a very productive time. You know, and it's like how do I measure that? You know, it's like you know, when you know people are expressive about what it is that they're moving towards, how they see themselves, how they would like to keep projecting themselves out in the world. And you know, that's if everyone's just kind of sitting there in their own world and not participating, you know, I would see that as a disaster. You know, that would like defeat the whole purpose of it. And I feel that, you know, one of my gifts is to just kind of be open and create space so that someone feels that, you know, they can participate. You know, I love that. I see people in a circle so they can all see each other, and it equalizes a room. You know, when everyone can kind of see each other and see themselves in whatever someone else is going through, that really helps to make sure that you know, people don't feel that they can hide, or that they are just being a spectator. I feel it's all about the participation. And so I wanted to look at energy, and I wanted to see, first off, to kind of set the stage. You know, it's like what is the energy of a group? And I use the tarot. You know, the tarot is, when I use it in a workshop, not everyone is a reader. Not everyone knows all the meanings of the cards and all. Some do. Usually, like half of the people there are confident enough to say that they are a reader or that they have enough knowledge to, feel like they're in charge of what they're saying. But I find that the people who do not profess to be a reader, that they have just as much wisdom and insight in sometimes it's a very simple message. Sometimes it's incredibly heartfelt. And it's like really powerful. It's really powerful. So I'm just looking at what is kind of the group energy here, and I'm picking three cards because I like to do that. What is the energy of the group? And the Wheel of Fortune comes up as the first card. The group of expansion, right? It's like it's ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is the largest planet. And it's funny because I like to put people in that wheel, in that circle. Again, where when people are talking, it's like we can look them in the eye and we can see how they're emoting. It's like their heart is directed towards us. And being able to look to not only better ourselves, but to better the energy of everyone there. It's like that card, the wheel. It's like in the Wizard's Tarot, there's it represents like the three stages of womanhood, like maiden, mother, wise woman. And just like that progression where we're each there's like a step, towards each. It's like we don't just instantly become that wise person, without having gone through the other stages. And with groups too, it's about how one goes through that first kind of it can be awkward, when you sit down with a bunch of strangers and it's then you start warming up, you start finding out the qualities of people as they start talking about their experiences and all. And then by the end of it's like, you can feel that you're in the midst of friends. Like you have experienced something, you've gone through something that especially if it gets deep, and it usually can get deep, where there's tears involved, where one is showing their vulnerability and has let others know that they're not perfect, and they don't feel perfect. They may feel depressed or not in sync with their life. And that honesty becomes like this window into someone where you can see their authentic core, rather than that person that's like just sitting there going, yeah, everything's going great. I'm at the top of my game. My relationships are great. And, I don't even know why I'm here, really, because why would you be there? Unless you just want to learn how to read, tarot cards. But that's usually not my workshop. That's usually not my class. It's just if you want information, it's about something deeper. It's about like connecting, how to connect with others. And if you want just information, a classroom setting, where you're just looking at a teacher who's talking, it's like, go to someone else. Go to the internet, and learn from websites where you get lots of information. But to be in it, you know, because I always tell people, it's like when you're reading Tarot for others, you know, they're usually not coming to you if their life is going great. There's usually a problem of some kind. They're steeped in a situation that they're looking for guidance. And you know, if you get squeamish with people who are not there just for an intellectual exercise, if you're there with you know, people who are starting to weep in front of you, and you're starting to like get uncomfortable, it's like, you know, maybe it's not for you. So what, you know, part of what we do in the workshops is we get deep, and we allow for, you know, someone who's emotional to work through it, you know, to move through that and to provide answers and all. All right, so that card of the Wheel of Fortune, you know, that's definitely pertinent to you know, looking at the energy of the group. You know, also the Eight of Pentacles comes up, which, you know, for me, it's like the work card, where one is, you know, fully invested in the work that they do. And it's almost like, you know, one is kind of losing track of time because they're just so in it. And I'll find that, you know, when we're working with these groups too, it's like the time, it just zips by. You know, it's like you know, technically most of these workshops are supposed to be 2 hours and all, but you know, it's like I'll start to, like, if I'm looking at the clock going, damn, you know, it's just like going by too fast, you know, and the people are really in it. And they're not watching the clock, you know, they're not, like, you know, looking at their phones or wristwatch or however they keep track of time these days. You know, they're invested in it, the participants and all. And it's like, it's kind of sad, you know, by the end of those, two hours, 15 minutes. That's usually how long it goes till. You know, because it's like, there is a sense of you know, camaraderie, you know, like they've gone through something that's been deep. They've experienced a deeper level within the other person rather than that just usual, you know, hi, my name is Jason, you know, pleasure to meet you. Nice day. Yes, it's great. Yes, I'm great too, you know. Just it's much deeper than that. And allowing for, like, in some of the workshops, you know, it's like where if someone states what it is that they're looking to be or identify with, you know, it's not always a vocation. You know, sometimes it's just the energy of you know, being fulfilled or happy or you know, something a little bit broader. You know, like instead of like a dental assistant, you know, I am a healer. You know, something like that. You know, and to express that energy into the universe, right? Where it's not just echoing inside of your head, but you start to tell people this, and you may not have the full awareness of what that means, what that road is ahead for you by stating it, but allowing for yourself to see yourself like toning those words, right? I am a healer, you know, I am a tarot wizard, which is my, that's my identity. So that's, seems like, oh, that should be easy for you. But, you know, it's not always the easiest. It can be quite difficult. It's only been in the last few months, I think, where, you know, it's been easier for me to say that. But it's like the more that you let that energy outside of yourself, out into the world, then people can start to, you know, support that. They can look for opportunities. You know, it's like, you know, you tell that to someone, and they may say, you know, if you tell them you're a tarot wizard, it's like, oh, I want my cards read. If you tell them that you're a healer, it's like, you know, I'm in need of some healing, or you know, I know someone who is my friend, my loved one is in need of some healing, and you can start to do what it is that you are called to do. You know, I'm thinking of like that phrase that you know, people, it was thrown out like the other day there. You know, it's like, oh, it's kind of like, you know, just fake it till you make it, you know. And it's like, no, it's not, because I hate that phrase. I'll just plainly say it, because I feel that if one is not, you know, fully there, it doesn't mean that you're coming from a fake place. If you have not fully manifested what it is that you identify with yourself in, it's not that you're being fake. It's that, you know, you're looking for experience to validate your own perception of yourself. So let's say, you know, it's like in your mind, you know, it's like you want to be a tarot reader. You want to read tarot for, you know, friends, family, strangers, and you're, you know, you don't have the experience of doing a lot of readings. Then it's like, you know, how else are you going to like get the experience to do it, unless you start standing in that identity and create opportunities for yourself, you know, and allow the universe to help with that. You know, if you keep it all inside, then you're just gonna like live it out in your own brain, but it's not going to manifest itself. And you know, when someone, you know, says that, of course, you know, other people like expect you to know what you're talking about. Like if you say, yes, I am a tarot reader, you know, if we're, you know, not as confident, we'll probably say a bunch of other stuff alongside of that, such as, you know, but you know, it's like I'm kind of new at it, you know, and I'm kind of nervous, and you know, it's like if you want a reading, you know, I'll give you a reading. You know, we start to like just diminish it, so that their expectations of us aren't like blown out of proportion. You know, it's like we don't want to trumpet our own horn and not deliver. And so, you know, it's like allowing for us to begin, you know, for anyone who's again looking to stand in a certain identity, to start like associating themselves with that identity, so that they can get what they want, so they can manifest a future for themselves that includes this identity, so that people can start seeing us as we see ourselves. All right, I'm pulling the third card here of the group energy. I love that. So the King of Cups. The King of Cups. So again, reading that question, you know, what is the energy of the group there? The Wheel of Fortune, the Eight of Pentacles, and the King of Cups. And the King is all about the expression in out into the world of heart energy, from our heart center, looking to connect with others in creative ways and spiritual ways. It's like this King of Cups. He's like under the ocean in the Wizard's Tarot, and there's like these schools of fish, just swimming around. But everyone's in the water. Everyone's in the same like spiritual stew there. It's this being in the mix, right? And that's actually what I love about being in the group is using the energy. It's like when I would first read for people, I would always like, just be a one-on-one kind of thing, and it was just like, okay, make sure that your energy, that I'm reading your energy and I'm not reading someone else's. If someone wanted to watch, it's like, okay, just stay on that side of the table. Don't let your energy leak into the reading here. And and now that's just silly. And these workshops that I do now, it's all about like people seeing how we're all connected. And it's like even having other people pick cards for you, for your reading. It's like it's total strangers. We're all connected. And the information is equally or just as valid, than if it's like done in this sterile laboratory, trying to divide, everyone's energy. It's really, really quite fascinating how my perception has changed over the years with reading and allowing for friends and family and boyfriends and girlfriends and all that to like kind of hover in on the main person getting the reading. But it's powerful, when you have loved ones who to bring them in, to bring their energy into it too. And it's not that. Again, it's like what's representative are the cards of people's energy. It's like their energy is there, whether you think it's there or not. And yet, when they are active in the reading itself or in the workshop, then that can open up people's perception of how it is that they are connected, that they aren't separate. And that allows for us to see that, oh yes, it's like, my actions, my thoughts, my feelings towards someone, these are not things that, I may not say something to someone, but energetically I'm sending a very clear message to someone, and that is affecting them. So it gives us a deeper understanding of our own, spiritual connections, our own energetic connections to others. And, hopefully it can just kind of open people up to operating more in their better selves. That's what I would hope. And then, it's like how does one like activate that connection and then like move it out of the classroom, right? And then like out into the streets. I was watching a Michael McDonald concert at the Greek, and he used to be in the Doobie Brothers and all. And he's a great guy. I've been part of a project with him, and got to spend like a little bit of time, and he's just a really great guy. But the last song that he played there at the Greek was taking it to the streets, taking it to the streets, and it's like a great message, because it's like, once you have like a something as important as music, as far as that has ability to connect people, very powerfully. It's like the focus of certain tones and songs and all. It's like can take a bunch of strangers, put them on the same page very quickly. And then it's like, once you feel that group bonding, it's like, what do you do with that? Do you just like, leave the concert hall and just like, freak out because you're now in a parking lot that's like just a sea of cars, and it's like, oh God, people, I hate people, or is it like, you know what, we just had this great experience together, and let's just, keep moving this energy out, and keep growing it, so I just wanted to take a look at that, that aspect of them, because I'm very, for the last year, it's been kind of my calling to stretch, to grow, to be more of a teacher and facilitator, for others on a deeper level, on a larger level. Rather than just the one-on-one readings. I love the one-on-one, but I also am finding that being in the group settings is awesome. It's really, really quite wonderful. And I wanted to just see if I'm right in that, it can make a larger difference for people in how they again kind of activate their inner being. They get in sync with their true self, with their authentic voice there that says, hey, you're really this person. It's like be this person in the world. And it's like how do you do that, right? It's like you start expressing that energy out into the world, and it comes back to you in either a form of validation or invalidation, depending on if you have the chops for it. But I wanted to just look at again that energy of taking it out into the world, right? From like a workshop. It's like we know about those ones that kind of get us all, razzed up and excited and ready to take on the world. But what is that? What is that energy? The Nine of Pentacles, the Nine of Wands shows up. It's like the card of standing in one's own power of the knowledge of the battles that they have fought, and just looking to make sure they don't go backwards in life. But it can be where one is fueled up and they're standing tall, and I've seen it in some decks where it looks like the person is more beat up, like they've been through the ringer. But the energy is still the same, where it's like, it's like you know the steps that you've taken to get to this point. And since it's like around the nine, it's like the 10 is coming up. It's like that you're looking to achieve like a new level. You're looking to go to the next step of it. And again, one does not want to go backwards in life. Wow, another Wands card, the Knight of Wands, the card of the warrior who is on the quest. And what I love about this card in the Wizard's Tarot is that he is, it looks like he's underground, like he's in a place of darkness. And yet he is the torchbearer. He's the one who's carving out the path. And sometimes it feels like that we take our own quest into a world of darkness, and we are that carrier of the light. And sometimes it's that's the hardest place, because it's like we look for like minds. We look for people who are there to help us, and sometimes we don't find that. Sometimes it's not something that we find right away. And how do we stay sustained? How do we stay nourished by this quest, And it's like, one has to really be in sync with their spirit to know why it is that they do what they do in the world, because we don't always see the results of what it is that we're doing, that's just validation, right? It's like, the easier path is the one where you can find the instant gratification, the instant results. The much harder path is the one who plants seeds, who looks to go in it for like the long game. If you're always like looking for instant gratification, if you're looking for the pat on the back all the time, it's like the spiritual world, that realm is a hard one for you, because that's not why one does it. It's if you look to be lauded and praised and seen as a prophet, good luck. Good luck. If you love the work, if you love people, if there's a small insight that someone gleans, from the time that you've spent with them, if there's, if you've calmed a spirit, then it's like, it's like it can be, much, much smaller things that one actually, gets out of it. But the larger thing is, of course, one is in their wheelhouse. They're doing the work that they need to do. And then, thirdly, it looks like the Queen of Cups comes up. It's interesting that the King of Cups came up earlier, and then the Queen of Cups. And that Queen is very reflective, is very sensitive, very intuitive, very creative. And again, looking at how energy is put out into the world after one is able to find new insights about themselves and about others. It looks like one can take time for themselves and truly look to expand their own world. It's like the Queen of Cups. The queens are all about kind of how we set the stage within ourselves, and how we are able to kind of hone in on our own creativity, and build like all of this energy up within ourselves, and know what it's about. It's like, truly taking the time to integrate experiences, and to be able to spend quality time with yourself too. It's pretty amazing, actually, these cards, because they're not so much about having to go out and change the world in a large way, but it's about some of those smaller, more intimate details too, where there's the self-care, and then there's the again, where one doesn't have to like seek like the glory of any of like the spiritual work that one does, but you do it because you know that that's who you are, and you know you do it because you love yourself. And again, you know, not an egotistical type of, you know, love like that. It's like you care for yourself, and you're in touch with yourself. And so that's how, you know, one can use that energy. I wanted to read do a reading for myself because I can. And it's of course relates to, you know, what I've been talking about with workshops and groups and all. And it's like, you know, I wrote a question there that is, what is my future? What is my future for teaching? And so I'm gonna choose three cards. All right, I've chosen three cards, and I'm going to take a sip of tea so that I can calm my own spirit and see what I've gotten myself into. I trust the process. I find myself saying that, you know, in those moments of, you know, it's like, what have I done? You know, you know, getting together people and all, you know, strangers. It's like, you know, are we just gonna like pull all these horrible cards, and you know, everyone's gonna be a wreck? No, it's not my experience. You know, my experience is to trust the process, and to know that everyone's path, including my own, is not a straight line of, you know, just where there's golden opportunity and it's just like, you know, that clear bridge to, you know, getting to that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, it's like, would we find meaning in that? You know, to have something too easy for us. Would we just lose interest? You know, because, oh, jeez, you know, it's like too easy. So the first card I pulled is the Ace of Wands, which is, you know, the wands, they represent spirit and you know, that which you're in sync with, that which gives you purpose, that which gives you meaning. And there's new opportunities, you know, as far as the new beginnings. And you know, it's like I'm going to be doing some classes there at the Green Man in March, and I've never taught there. I've worked there for 4 years or so, but I've never taught there, and so that is a new opportunity. What was the third class? I talked about the navigating the dark arts and the power of transformation. I believe it's I give myself permission. I give myself permission to see. That's what I give, right? I mean, that's what I the stage that's set for the class. What you bring to it is how you finish that statement. It's like what you give yourself permission to do. And that opens up the whole area of exploration and where we can see, you know, how the group can come in and lend its support to that. So we'll be doing that. I also want to go to Las Vegas. Throwing that out there, and of course I'm invited back to come back to Portland and Seattle. So maybe later in the year I'll do that again, and I really look forward to that. All right, so the Ace of Wands, you know, again, it's like In the Wizards Tarot, there's fire. There's also electricity that comes off of that wand, and that is like all about, getting in sync with what your spirit is wanting to move towards. And is there sometimes fear involved? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like when we get to a new layer and all, it all sounds good, but it's like there can be areas of the unknown, of that which we haven't charted yet within our own being. And so, would we be given the opportunity if we were just gonna shrink from it? Maybe. Maybe. We've all done it. We've all had opportunities come up, and it's like they're golden opportunities, and it's just like, no, it just doesn't feel right now. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. But this is like obviously something that's that I'm in league with. Nine of Cups is the second card, and that is the wish card. And I always ask my querent to put their hand on it and make a wish. And then they in turn usually go, well, should it be my right hand or my left hand? Or, should I make a wish? Like, can I wish for anything? It's like, stop asking me so many questions. There's no right way or wrong way to do it. Just do it. I'm placing my hand on, and this silence that will be coming up will be me setting that wish. Right. And that wish is like, it's going to get me into a lot of trouble. I can see it already. This does deal with workshops, but it's totally about well, the third card I pulled is the High Priestess, which is, oh my God, that is like really like going deep, and that's what I mean by the trouble. It's like, more of the unknown, more of that unknown quantity where again, I could write out a 2-hour seminar, could have my flashcards, all my bullet points, all of that, where it's just information, right? But that's not what excites me. I can do it, but that's not where my spirit is, and that's not what I feel I can best teach. The High Priestess, she's the one who goes down deep within and examines all the snippets of symbols and dreams and all the psychic flashes, and is able to, bring it back and to kind of bring it into a meaningful message. She is the cultivator of the unknown. And it's like Tarot is just like the way I am best gifted, I guess, towards that. But will it mean that there are other modalities or, no modalities? Yeah, I mean that's almost certain with that card. It's like you become the conduit. It's not you don't rely on cards or a crystal ball or anything else to do that. It's just like a deeper way of knowing and trusting. All right, trusting that what you're receiving is what you can work with to get. So that's pretty amazing, you know, for me. And again, it's a bit daunting, and yet if that's what is to be, you know, within my calling, then that's what it is. And you know, my job is to not get in my own way about it. So I hope all of that, you know, is helpful to you as far as, like, you know, in ways of looking at your own path forward. And you know, it's like my enthusiasm for that is mine. All right. I wouldn't expect anyone else to necessarily go that path. You know, they say that most people would rather be shot than go up in front of others. Like in front of a rather go up in front of a firing squad than have to, like, go and talk and all. But you know, I find that when you have something to talk about, that you can start to lose the inhibitions, the you can start to drop the rationale, the reasons in your head for not doing something. You know, because usually if there's a little bit of fear that's associated with it, or even a lot, a bit of fear, it's like, you know, it's like, hey, you know, that's something I can look at, you know, because if I can move through that, then, you know, what's going to stop me? You know, usually we find something else, you know, that has you know, that strikes fear in our heart. But it's not fear, you know, it's like I want to be of service, you know. It's not that it has to be perfect, but I look for it to be meaningful, you know. It's like, you know, my fears are that, you know, not everyone will enjoy it, you know. But how can everyone enjoy it? You know, that's silly, you know, for everyone to get something out of it, you know, to have those kind of expectations. It's really, I mean, it's no reason not to move forward in that which, you know, gives your spirit meaning. You know, if you're a musician and you're thinking, you know, I just want everyone to enjoy my music. It's like, okay, it's not going to happen, but you know, find those that can get something out of it. That's the best we can do, right? And where we don't hold ourselves back. You know, because this energy is not about holding oneself back. It's about stepping into opportunity and going for it. Finding how one can go for it. All right, my website, Jason D. McKean, JASOND, as in defiant, MCKEAN. .com. And my Om Chant CDs are there. My tarot reading schedule is there at the Green Man on Sundays and Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Kathmandu Boutique. And then all the other days, you know, it's like I can do readings by phone, Skype. Just contact me, and we'll get it going. We'll get it happening. All right. Any last messages? Oh, you know, one thing I wanted to do is just thank everybody who came to the workshops in Bakersfield, in Seattle, Portland, in the last 2, 3 weeks. Just thank you. Thank you. I totally appreciate it. And you know, I mean, I hope that there was a message that opened up for you, you know, something that was of meaning for you. And I enjoyed meeting every one of you. So thank you for that. I am in gratitude, and many blessings along the way. So everyone, have a beautiful week, and many blessings for you.